Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Talk about long-range planning. The interview from which I'll be featuring segments today was done a year ago, tomorrow, at opening day of the state fair. That's when the grand champion country ham was getting the once-over.
We'll be critiquing the shape of the hams, the trim of the hams, which is the actual cut of the ham, the fat-to-meat ratio of the ham, along with the color of the ham, which comes from the smoking of it, and then the aroma of the ham.
Last year's judge, Jamie Perry, is operations manager at the G&W Hammery that ages a few hams of their own in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I suggested that she might be tempted to bring along a knife and fork for a truly thorough evaluation.
Well, not that far, but I will be testing it, although it'll just be just thin, uncooked slivers of the ham. For flavor.
Now that was in the cut class, but with a grand champion category, there's no cutting, only probing.
Well, what we do is we insert the probe into the hock end, which is the leg end of the ham, and they're probably about 4 inches, and then pull that out and just do a simple smell test of how well the smoke has penetrated through there, and that gives each ham a different aroma.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the O'Briens. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle. We have about 1,200 acres of crop and 6,000 sows.
We're going to do our best to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can. We produce pork and we eat pork.
I love bacon.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today with last year's State Fair Country Ham Judge, Jamie Perry, who says she was quite impressed with the quality of entries. Bigger picture, she was very positive about the economic state of affairs for the industry.
It's moving forward at a great speed, I have noticed in the last year. Even with people that are not common to country ham, I'm seeing a huge explosion of country ham in other parts of the United States.
She also commented on how people eat country ham, how that's changed over the years with vacuum packaging and individual serving sizes.
People would just buy one country ham and slice on it through the year, but now with the way people work and are so busy, they just much rather come in and buy a package, and I don't see any decline at all.
State Fair officials invite different judges each year, so Jamie won't be there tomorrow, but if you are, they'll be in the West Hall starting around 9, and you're welcome to watch. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.